Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's English for You lesson. My name's Brian.
My name's Emily.
Emily, today we're going to learn a lot of fun facts. However, many of them have to do with health issues. Do you consider yourself a healthy person?
Yes, I think I'm very healthy. Mm-hmm. I like to exercise, mm-hmm. but I really like to eat chocolate and cake.
Okay.
But
a little bit of
chocolate.
A little bit of chocolate's okay,
yeah.
right? Yeah. Especially dark chocolate.
Oh, no, I like milk chocolate.
Okay, that's not as good. But today we're going to talk, not going to talk so much about snacks, but we're going to find out some interesting body facts. Some of them are kind of gross. A little strange, a little weird, but that's what makes them fun. So, why don't we learn about our disgusting body facts now?
Reading. Fun facts. 1.
We're supposed to brush our teeth every day, and most of us do. Yet even if you do, you can still have bad breath. What is the root cause? A. Food caught between your teeth. B. Deep-fried stinky tofu. C. A lack of oxygen to the throat and tongue. You came out smelling like a rose if you chose C. When the bacteria in your mouth don't get enough oxygen, they release stinky sulfur compounds. You can prevent this by drinking plenty of water and eating oxygen-rich vegetables, such as celery and parsley.
2.
It's common courtesy to not urinate while swimming in a public pool. But do you know what will happen if you do? A. A deadly chemical will be created. B. Nothing special will happen to the water. C. The water will turn blue thanks to a special chemical. You got your head above water if you picked B. Many people believe that if urine combines with a pool's chlorine, a toxic chemical will be made. However, this is simply not true. Still, it's better to leave the pool if nature calls.
Today's article begins with, "We're supposed to brush our teeth every day, and most of us do." Now, when we say supposed to, that means it's something that we should do. We should brush our teeth every day. And the article continues, yet even if you do, you can still have bad breath. What is the root cause? Okay, Emily, so I'm going to, what do you think? So here are our options.
Okay.
A, food caught between your teeth. B, deep-fried stinky tofu. And C, a lack of oxygen to the throat and tongue. So what do you think? A, B, or C?
I'm going to guess A, food caught between your teeth.
Okay, that's not a bad guess. Hmm. That's not, maybe it could sit there and get old or something. And now let's look at one of the new words we just heard in our options. It's going to be oxygen. Okay, Emily, so option C, it talks about oxygen. Now, this is a noun, and oxygen is a chemical in the air that we need to breathe in order to live. So, it's basically in the, it's usually we just think of it as air, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we could say, Earth has oxygen in its air, which is why there is life here. So, not enough oxygen. So, you chose A, right?
Yeah.
Food in the teeth. Well, the article says, you came out smelling like a rose if you chose C, a lack of oxygen to the throat and tongue.
Hmm.
So that is one of the root causes of bad breath. And it says, you came out smelling like a rose, which wouldn't smell so bad if you chose C, and that also happens to be our shortcut for you for today. So why don't we check out that clip and see you back here in a bit.
Hey, Pat, Didn't you just have your work performance assessment?
Yes, I did. I just had a meeting with my boss.
How did it go?
I came out smelling like a rose.
That doesn't smell like a rose. Did you step in dog poo?
I don't mean a real smell. To come out smelling like a rose means to succeed in something.
I get it. Come out smelling like a rose means 成就不凡.
Good job. Next time you take an English test, you'll come out smelling like a rose.
Just so long as I don't come out smelling like you.
Look, you know what they say. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Nah.
Welcome back, everyone. Before the break, we learned that the correct answer was C. Now, why is that?
Well, the article says, when the bacteria in your mouth don't get enough oxygen, they release stinky sulfur compounds. Okay, so we have bacteria in our mouth.
Okay.
Now, bacteria, this is a noun. It's the plural form of bacterium. And these are very small living things that often cause diseases. Now, they can live, you know, in very dirty places, but they also live in certain parts of our bodies, too. And not all of them cause disease, and not all of them are bad. Some of them help us. So in this case, we could say, the ground is covered in bacteria, so don't eat food that falls there without washing it. So you dropped an apple on the ground, better wash it, because if you just eat it like that, you could get sick.
Okay.
So these bacteria need oxygen. They need to breathe, and if they don't, I guess they die. And then they release sulfur, which is a yellow chemical that has a strong, unpleasant smell. If you wonder what sulfur is, well, if you've ever been to a hot spring in Taiwan and you smelled that kind of like rotten old egg smell, that's sulfur.
Okay, good to know. Very interesting, but a little gross.
Yeah, kind of gross.
New words.
So what is our next fun fact, Emily?
Well, our next fun fact is you can prevent this by drinking plenty of water and eating oxygen-rich vegetables, such as celery and parsley.
Okay, so everyone has these bacteria in their mouth, and they could all be oxygen-deprived. But we can prevent this. Now, what does it mean to prevent, Emma?
Well, to prevent means to stop something from happening.
Okay.
So we can say in an example sentence, one way to prevent getting sick is to stay away from other sick people.
Right. That's not a bad idea. Now, okay, so day one, that's our first fun fact. How about our next one?
Well, there's another fun fact we have for you. The article says it's common courtesy to not urinate while swimming in a public pool.
Okay.
So we see this word courtesy.
Right.
That's a noun, and it just means polite behavior that shows respect to others.
Okay. So how could we use that in a sentence?
Well, we could say it's common courtesy to say please and thank you to others.
Okay, right. So that's a very nice thing to do, and, you know, just want to make sure that you're being nice to others. Now, it's common courtesy to not urinate in a pool. If we urinate, it means that we send urine out of the body, which is kind of like wastewater. And, you know, in English, we also say pee. So when you're swimming in a public pool, you shouldn't urinate in the pool. Now, what does the article say next, Emily?
Well, the article continues, but do you know what will happen if you do?
Oh, okay.
And they mean, of course, if you do pee in a pool.
Uh-huh.
So first, let's look at our choices. A deadly chemical will be created. B, nothing special will happen to the water. And C, the water will turn blue thanks to a special chemical.
Ooh, now, I don't think it's A, because people I know have peed in pools before and no one died. And B may be, but I've heard C is true. I've heard that, like, there's a chemical in there, and then the water will turn blue or green or some color so that they know it was you. And then they can, you know, grab you and take you and throw you out of the pool. Because you're the one who is, you know, stinking the pool up. And so maybe that's true. So I'm going to go with C.
It sounds like a trap.
Yeah.
Well, actually, in our article, we see you got your head above water if you picked B.
Oh, okay. Mm. So nothing special will happen if I pee in a public pool.
But
good
to
know. Good
you
to know.
Oh,
okay.
But many people believe that if urine combines with the pool's chlorine, a toxic chemical will be made.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we see the word combine.
Yeah, combine. What is that?
Well, it's a verb, and it means just to mix different things together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for example, we could say, I combined two different fruit juices to make a new kind of drink.
Yeah.
So I had orange juice, and I had watermelon juice, and I combined them, and I made a new juice.
Mm-hmm.
So if we combine urine and chlorine, nothing will happen, but people think a toxic chemical will be released, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean, toxic?
Well, toxic is an adjective, and it just means containing poisonous substances.
Okay, so poison. So something very, very deadly, right?
Yes.
Ooh, how could we use toxic in a sentence? How can we use that? Where else can we say toxic?
Well, we could use it in a sentence by saying, the water coming out of the factory is toxic and unsafe for people or animals to drink.
Okay, so maybe there's a lot of chemicals or something in there. You don't want to go near that water. And so people think that if you pee in the pool, wow. Something deadly could happen. Well, what does the article have to say about that?
Well, the article finishes by saying, however, this is simply not true. And again, they mean it's not true that if you pee in the pool that something deadly or poisonous will affect you.
Right.
But again, you still shouldn't.
Hmm.
And again, getting back to our article, it says still it's better to leave the pool if nature calls.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So those people who I know, not me, who peed in the pool and there was chlorine and nothing happened, I guess, you know.
But still rude. Health.
Right.
Healthy, but rude.
Right.
Mm.
Very rude.
Yes.
Okay, so if nature called, that means if you have to go to the bathroom, you should leave the pool. Get out. I'm sure there's a public bathroom, you know, a few meters away. Walk there. Go through that there. Well, those are our two fun facts for day one. But we still have our For You chat question, so why don't we check that out?
For You chat.
Hello, everyone. Today's For You chat question is this. Which food causes your breath to smell the worst? Explain. So, Emily, there's a lot of food out there that can make our breath smell bad. Which food do you think is the worst in terms of making your breath smell stinky?
As delicious as they are, both garlic and onions both make people's breath smell terrible. They're in a lot of delicious foods, but sometimes you can tell if someone had a big garlic stir fry for lunch.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I mean, those foods taste really good, and they're good for you. Mm-hmm. Both garlic and onions are good for you, but they do make your breath smell bad. Now, you used to live in South Korea. There's a lot of garlic and like onion combined together, and like kimchi too.
Yeah.
And so it's like kimchi, garlic, and onions. What would that do to your breath on some days?
It is a nightmare, a living nightmare.
But it tastes great.
It tastes amazing. But the thing is, then you want to have your toothbrush right with you.
Well, what about gum? A lot of people like to chew gum after a meal like that to make their breath smell better. What do you think about that?
I think that is a mistake.
Oh, why?
A big mistake.
Why is that?
Because a lot of gum contains sugar. Mm-hmm. And sugar actually feeds the bacteria, that word we learned earlier, in our mouths.
Okay.
So when that happens, the bacteria grows and creates even worse breath than we had in the beginning.
Okay, so at first the gum works. I mean, your breath just smells like gum and you think, well, this is working. But then later on in the day, your breath could be worse.
Yes.
Then if you, okay, so, I mean, I guess that makes sense. You know, the bacteria can, like, feed off of the sugar, and it, like, causes them to, you know, sort of energize. They get all this energy. The same way if we have a bunch of sugar. It's like you drink just a ton of soda or something. So it's like all the bacteria that are covering your tongue, all of a sudden they're, like, showered, just, like, bathed in liquid sugar, and it's like a party, you know. They're just like, this is it for them. Okay, well,
party.
Yes. Ooh. And then, you know, they just get stinky because they're moving around and, you know, like maybe sweaty or something. So, you know, just like if you were to go to a party and, you know, you get all sweaty and hot, and then it's like, ugh, you kind of stink.
I think
that's what's happening in your mouth when you have gum with sugar in it.
That is very interesting. Yes. I think we go to different parties.
Maybe. You know, if it's like in the summer or something, you know.
That raises a good point about gum.
Right.
Which was our main point.
Right.
What you can do to combat this is to actually chew sugar-free gum.
Okay.
Because that way you can deal with the bad breath without the sugar that can make it worse.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what about some other interesting foods that make your breath smell bad? Earlier in the lesson, we mentioned deep-fried stinky tofu. Now, you have tried stinky tofu, correct?
I have,
a little.
Yes.
You tried a little.
Have you?
Yes, I've had a fair amount. I'm not like number one stinky tofu fan or anything like that. But I have had it, and it does, you know, it doesn't help your breath, I don't think. They're also sour pickled vegetables. Those are delicious, and you can find them a lot in Taiwan, like in beef noodle soup and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they taste great, but they make my breath smell like, oh, like a nightmare or something. Just like no one wants to be near you after that. They taste good, though. Well, I think that's it for food that causes our breath to smell bad. But don't worry, because we still have day two of our lesson, and we're going to learn a lot more disgusting fun facts. So until then, I'm Brian.
And I'm Emily.
Goodbye.
Fun facts. 1.
We're supposed to brush our teeth every day, and most of us do. Yet even if you do, you can still have bad breath. What is the root cause? A. Food caught between your teeth. B. Deep-fried stinky tofu. C. A lack of oxygen to the throat and tongue. You came out smelling like a rose if you chose C. When the bacteria in your mouth don't get enough oxygen, they release stinky sulfur compounds. You can prevent this by drinking plenty of water and eating oxygen-rich vegetables, such as celery and parsley.
2.
It's common courtesy to not urinate while swimming in a public pool. But do you know what will happen if you do? A deadly chemical will be created. B. Nothing special will happen to the water. C. The water will turn blue thanks to a special chemical. You got your head above water if you picked B. Many people believe that if urine combines with a pool's chlorine, a toxic chemical will be made. However, this is simply not true. Still, it's better to leave the pool if nature calls.
Vocabulary review.
Oxygen. Earth's air has oxygen, and that's why we have so much life here. Bacteria. The ground is covered in bacteria, so don't eat anything off it. Prevent. I put sunscreen on my skin before going to the beach to prevent getting a sunburn. Courtesy. It's common courtesy to hold doors open for people. Combine. Jackie combined orange and pineapple juice to create a new drink. Toxic. This chemical is toxic, so don't drink it or get it on your skin or in your eyes.